Hey there.
It's read along story time with Victoria, Bryson, Mommy, and Daddy. Hello. And today we're going to read a story called, Bryson, what's it called?
We Help Mommy.
We Help Mommy. It's a little golden book that we bought at Albertsons, I think in 1990 for 94 cents. By Jean Cushman, pictures by Eloise Wilkin. So let's get started.
Whatever need will be.
We help Mommy every day. We help her in the morning as soon as we get up. We take off our pajamas. Do you guys take off your pajamas in the morning for me to help me out?
Yeah.
Okay. What happens next?
They put their clothes on. Baby.
Bobby.
Bobby puts on his socks and shoes. He can dress himself. Put mine on over my head. Goes my shirt. Oops, my arm is stuck. Mommy will help me pull it out.
There you go. So does Mommy help you when your arm gets stuck in your shirt? You get dressed on your own. Victoria is starting to learn how to do that. Mommy buckles my shoes. You're a good girl, Martha, says Mommy. You can almost dress yourself. You can almost dress yourself too, can't you, Victoria? Like the little girl in the story. We all go down for breakfast. Bobby breaks the eggs for Daddy to fry. I put bread in the toaster. Out it pops, hot and brown. You two are a big help, says Daddy. We wave goodbye to Daddy from the door. Then it's time to make Mommy's bed. Pull the sheet tight, Mommy says. We pull until there's not a wrinkle left. Thank you, says Mommy, when we're done. Man, so they go in and make their mommy's bed. Do you guys do that for me?
No.
Oh.
I try to, but...
That could be something we could do in summer.
You try me to... I try to, but you say I have to... get dressed for something.
Oh.
Swish, swish. Goes the broom. Puff, puff goes the mop.
Burr, burr.
Goes the...
carpet.
Carpet sweeper. As it picks up the dirt.
Stop it. We are cleaning house. Under the beds, over the rugs, in all the corners we clean. Here is a dust cloth for you, says Mommy. Bobby, dust the tabletops while I mop under the chairs. Oh, these are some good ideas for what we could do this summer whenever you're off school, Bryson. Ooh, here we go.
Oh, I was going to do that today. Now it's time to wash. We collect the clothes. Bobby puts Daddy's clothes in the washing machine. I put my Dolly's clothes in.
In goes the soap. Bang goes the door. Goes the machine. Round and round the clothes go. I can see my face in the shiny glass.
My
clothesline.
Clothesline. Isn't high like Mommy. It is just right for me. I hang Dolly's clothes to...
clothespins.
Clothespins for her dress. One clothespin for each sock. And one clothespin for her hat.
We see Anne and Jerry playing in their sandbox next door. Come on over, Martha and Bobby, they call. Run along, says Mommy. Take your pails and shovels and have fun.
Nuts. Once a week, we go to the supermarket. I ride in the cart while Bobby pushes. Up and down the aisles we go. What would you like to do today, asks Mom.
We tell her. Do you know that word?
We tell her. Cereal.
Cereal. Good.
And apples. And cookies. And raisins. And a picture book. We pile them on the counter. Mommy has two big bags. And Bobby, I have two little bags to carry home.
So they carry home the groceries from the grocery store. So they help her go grocery shopping, and they help her carry home the bags from the grocery store.
I'm tired of reading.
We like to put things away for mommy. The cereal goes in the cabinet, the apples in the basket, the cookies and raisins on the shelf. So they put away the groceries too. You're a big help, says mommy. Soon, it's time for lunch. Mommy gets the bread and cheese and meat. I spread butter on two slices. Bobby puts meat and cheese on two others. Slap, mommy puts them together. What yummy sandwiches. Now we set the table. A placemat for mommy. Placemats for Bobby and me. A knife and fork for mommy. A fork for each of us. Napkins for us all. After lunch, mommy washes the dishes. She lets me dry the forks and spoons. Here's a spoon for you, Martha. I take it from the dish wrap and rub it. The little girl. I take it from the dish wrap and rub it all over gently, and Bobby puts the dishes away. So she's helping dry the dishes.
Who's Bobby?
Right, the little boy. So Martha, the little girl, is drying the dishes with a towel, and Bobby is putting away the clean, dry dishes after they've cleaned them. Isn't that helpful?
Who's the mommy?
We don't see her in these pictures. I sit on a stool when I help mommy bake pies. Mommy mixes the dough in a big bowl, and she gives me a little ball of dough to make a treat for daddy. Roll pat, roll pat. I'm making a treat for daddy. It's a funny man with two cherries for eyes and one cherry for a mouth. Daddy will be very pleased, says mommy, and she puts it in the oven.
Who puts it in the oven?
Mommy does. We've had a busy day helping mommy. Soon it's time to put away our toys and books and clothes and get ready for bed. We sing our put-away song. In the box, we put the blocks. The dolls go in the crib. Teddy bear sits on the chair, puts on his bright blue bib. Daddy comes to say goodnight and tuck me in. That was a delicious treat, Martha, he says. Thank you both for being such a big help to mommy and me. Sleep tight. Mwah. Good night. That's just like your daddy. He comes home at bedtime and gives you kisses and says goodnight to you, right? Oh. All right. Well, it's time.
I love the way to go.
Oh. Very sweet of you to give kisses. All right. Well, thanks for joining us. Time to go night-night. Bye.